SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Professor Mingan Chokht is the Pro Vice Chancellor at the University of New England. Professor Chokht, through the UNE, has presented recently arrived refugees with scholarships. The scholarship is an initiative of Pro Vice Chancellor External Relations Mingan Chokht, who has had a number of meetings with refugee settlement services in Armidale. To find out more about the aim of providing scholarships to the Yazidi community in Armidale, we'll be speaking to Professor Chokht. Professor, welcome to SBS Kurdish and thank you for joining us on the program.
Absolutely welcome and thank you very much for having me on your program.
As I mentioned in the introduction, a number of scholarships have been given to young people from the Yazidi community. What is the aim of this assistance and why from the Yazidi community?
Well, Armidale has people from 70 different nationalities. It's an amazing place for acceptance and tolerance. So the Yazidi community is our latest, the newest community. And those people have gone through hell and back and they deserve any help we can offer. And Armidaleans are very much a welcoming group of people and because they are used to people from all walks of life. So those people deserve our help. As the largest employer of the town and the first rural university established in Australia. So at the University of New England, who really wanted to help those people.
So far, 20 Yazidi refugee families have been given a second-hand computer, I think, by UNE. And very recently, Anwar Suleiman Qasim Hakrash, who I'll also be speaking to today, was presented with a scholarship. How do you or the UNE select who deserves the scholarships?
Yes, so we have got really good quality refurbished computers, and first of all, and we have given 40 out, and we have another 20 or 30 coming. And so it's all done by volunteers at the University of New England to help these people out. And we gave one scholarship to Hassan in the past, and at the latest is Anwar. So the criteria we are looking at are that somebody who's really keen to study and got a basic level of English, so that's one of them. And secondly, is that they will enroll at the University of New England's English Language Training Centre. So those are the two, and they must be coming out of a refugee community. So those are the three criteria that I have worked on to give the scholarships out.
Is the scholarship only refurbished computers, or I think there is a grant in it as well? Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we have we pay for a 10-month English language training tuition fees. We cover the entire fees for those who have won the scholarships, not just the computer. The computer comes with it as well.
So the scholarship is presented to those who are willing to study or finish their studies.
That's correct. Yeah, they also have a basic level of English. So in the case of Anwar, who despite all the difficulties and all the danger and all the chaos that occurred in their lives in northern Iraq, he managed to finish 1 year of university, an extraordinary. And he's also a very, very keen learner and he could speak some basic English. So that was good enough for us to help him out.
I'm now studying English at the ELC, English Language Center in Armidale. And actually, thanks for Mingan and thanks for Starbucks helped me to get a scholarship at Armidale.
I think I must say that those people are refugees today, but they will be productive, highly productive Australians tomorrow. They will work, they will contribute to this wonderful country of Australia. I myself was a migrant. I came here to study from Inner Mongolia 30-some years ago, and I have been accepted into this country as an Australian. I've enjoyed my life very much. So many of them will do the same thing in the future.
But you have achieved a lot, Professor.
I certainly have, but I wouldn't have achieved it without having this safe, clean, wonderful, accepting environment where you can think about anything you want to do.
True.
And you can go for it with great sport. So that's why I have achieved it. I believe that many of these people will do the same in the future.
Pro Vice Chancellor, External Relations at the UNE, University of New England, Professor Mingan Chokht, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish and all the very best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Lagal SBS Radio, Bashir Kurdine.